Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we talk about the cutting edge of science, science that influences your life, science that changes your view of the universe. And today I'm proud to announce that this week, my new book is hitting the bookstores. My new book, the latest one, is called Quantum Supremacy: How Quantum Computers Will Change Everything. In other words, we're talking about a new stage in the evolution of computation. Some people say that this is the third and final stage in the evolution of computers. Just like the way computers changed the world economy over the last 50 years, we're now experiencing the predecessor of the next big leap. And what happens to Silicon Valley? Well, Silicon Valley could become a rust belt. So that's the name of my latest book. It's called Quantum Supremacy. And currently, I'm on a book tour traveling around the country. I was in San Francisco a few days ago, and I was very gratified to find that at the RSA conference, which is one of the main conferences concerning IT and cybersecurity, that I was able to sign, get this, 250 books. It took almost 2 hours. 2 hours sitting in a chair with a pen, scribbling my name on all these books. So it generated a lot of interest because this could be the next big thing. The thing that everyone's been waiting for. The thing that will replace the computer as we know it. You know, there's a race going on to see who's going to dominate the next era in computation. Think about it for a moment. The world economy hinges on digital computers. The wealth of nations is tied to digital computers. And now, digital computers are beginning to run their course. A new computer may emerge called quantum computers. Quantum computers, which are perhaps a million times more powerful than an ordinary computer. So the book is called Quantum Supremacy, hitting the bookstores this week. And first of all, why the name Quantum Supremacy? Well, it turns out that years ago, about over a decade ago, the world's record for a quantum calculation was, get this, 3 × 5 = 15. Now you may ask yourself, what? All the hullabaloo around something that can compute 3 × 5 = 15. Even school children know that. Well, put it this way, that computation was done on atoms. Atoms! Think about it. A computation, 3 × 5 = 15, was done on atoms. Well, 2 years ago, two supercomputers, one in China and one in the United States, compliments of Google, beat the world's fastest digital computer by a factor of millions. So for a very specific task, quantum computers have now shown their superiority over digital computers. Now, the next step is to make quantum computers that are general purpose, that can handle any problem, not just specialized problems. We're not there yet. That may take another 10, 15 years. We don't know for sure. But anyway, that's what quantum supremacy is. 2 years ago, two supercomputers, one in China and one in the United States, we're able to beat a digital computer by a factor of several million times. That put to rest all the naysayers who said, what? Compute on atoms? That's the smallest thing there is. How can you compute on that when there's so many vibrations? There's so much noise in the environment? Well, Let's face it, that is a problem. So some people say, well, if quantum supremacy has now been passed, then when can I get my quantum computer? Well, there's a problem. There's always a problem that we'll talk about in depth, and that is noise. You see, we're computing on atoms now. Think about that, the smallest unit. This is the ultimate computer. The ultimate computer is how we do computations on a quantum computer. And as a consequence, somebody sneezes in the other room, somebody burps, the vibrations are enough to offset the calculation being done. So in other words, we have to cool the system down to near absolute zero, where everything, even thermal motions, are eliminated. That's really hard. But, well, we do it. We bathe it in liquid helium, for example, bring the temperature down to near absolute zero when there are no vibrations, and then we do the calculation. Like I said, it's a horse race now. Think about it. The bell rang, the horses are out of the gate. Two horses are leading the pack right now. One, China. Two, IBM. So there are two horses that are leading the pack, but very close to those horses are Google, Microsoft, Honeywell. So we're talking about a competition among some of the biggest names in Silicon Valley. They realize that if they miss the boat, if they miss the boat on this one, Silicon Valley could become a rust belt. Now, why is that? Every Christmas, we assume that your toys, your computerized toys, are twice as powerful as the previous Christmas. In fact, that's why you buy them. You buy them knowing that, wow, the latest generation of computers is spectacular, double the potential of last year's model. Well, that's Moore's Law. Moore's Law is now flattening out. You can see it now in the data. Computers are not twice as powerful as they were the previous Christmas. Now, think about that for a moment. One day, if Moore's Law totally flattens out, so computers are always the same, would you buy an upgrade? Would you buy a new computer knowing that it's identical in power to last year's model? Would you? Probably not. But the world economy rests on computers. Everybody knows that. The biggest computer companies are dominate Wall Street, not to mention the billionaires that are overflowing from Silicon Valley. All of that tied to the economy. So think about that. What would happen in a world where computer power never doubles in power, but always remains flat? You're talking about a collapse of the economy. Well, that's what we fear. That's one reason why so many people are working on quantum computers, because of the fact that Moore's Law will flatten out. There could be mass unemployment, lots of layoffs, if we don't find a replacement for the digital computer. So then the next question is, how do you do it? How do you do a calculation on an atom? You can't even see an atom. You can't touch an atom. So how can you do a computation on an atom? Well, let's take an atom and notice that it is spinning and put it in a magnetic field. It can spin up. It can spin down. So there are two modes that an atom can spin, up or down, in a strong magnetic field. You got that? So that could be like, for example, 0 and 1. That's binary. So you can do calculations on atoms in principle with binary, where spin up is 1, spin down is 0. You can do calculations. You can add and subtract. Now, let's say that you increase the power of the atom so that it can wobble in any angle, not just up, not just down, but any angle, sideways, lopsided, wobbling. Think about that. How many modes are there? Infinite number of modes. So quantum computers are infinitely more powerful than a digital computer. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and then we're going to ask the next question, what is it good for? What's in it for me? How is it going to affect my life when quantum computers dominate the economy? Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The book, my latest book, is called Quantum Supremacy, Stay tuned now for the next segment of Science Fantastic.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Today we're talking about the fact that this week, hitting the bookstores this week, is my latest book. It's called Quantum Supremacy. It's about the time when quantum computers will change the world. The economy, medicine, space travel, basic science, you name it. Quantum computers will dominate everything. So find out about what all the fuss is about by getting a copy of my latest book called Quantum Supremacy. Supremacy means the time when a quantum computer can beat the fastest digital computer. We have passed that point. For certain specific tasks, we now have two quantum computers, one in China and one in the United States, that were able to surpass by a factor of millions the power of the greatest super digital computer in China and in the United States. Think about that for a moment. The economy, medicine, space travel, transportation, Wall Street, all of that could be affected, including your job. So find out about what all the fuss is about by getting a copy of the book, Quantum Supremacy. So now let's ask the next question. So what? What's in it for numero uno? What's in it for me? I mean, is it going to feed the world? Is it going to energize the planet? Well, yeah. Let's talk about this one by one. First of all, feeding the world. The world is fed basically by two mechanisms. One, of course, is photosynthesis, which takes power from the sun, combines with carbon dioxide, and bingo, you can get sugar and oxygen. That's what makes life run on the planet Earth. Second, it has to be fertilized. And you have to take nitrogen from the air, create fertilizer, create what are called different chemicals like ammonia, and then that becomes fertilizer to fertilize the plant life on the planet Earth. Well, it turns out that both of these processes are extremely difficult to do on a digital computer. A digital computer computes on zeros and ones, zeros and ones, zeros and ones. However, photosynthesis takes place at the molecular level, where we have electron waves that are much too complicated for zeros and ones, zeros and ones. You need a quantum computer to duplicate photosynthesis. And the same thing for the question of nitrogen fixing to create fertilizer. Now, at the turn of the last century, in Germany, scientists there, chemists there, were able to create an artificial fertilizer plant. By heating it up, by putting it under enormous pressure, they were able to take nitrogen from the air and create ammonia. And from ammonia, you can create fertilizer to feed the world. That created the first green revolution. Believe it or not, about 50% of the atoms of your body, 50% of the atoms of your body are due to this process. Life, industrial life, would be impossible without this process. But it's running out. Population keeps rising. This process also creates pollution. We need a second green revolution. And that's where quantum computers can come in. Quantum computers work at the level of molecules, not zeros and ones, zeros and ones, zeros and ones. And they could give us a second green revolution. So who's interested in this technology? Everybody. First, at the gate, we have the automobile industry. Mercedes-Benz wants to use this computer in order to create streamlined cars that have no resistance to air friction. The aerospace industry, therefore, is interested. They want to create supersonic jetliners without the sonic boom. Why don't we have supersonic jetliners? Why can't you simply hop on a plane and go to Japan in just one afternoon? Because of the fear of the sonic boom. The sonic boom would shatter windows, and that's why the Concorde was a failure. The Concorde never really took off because it was based on 1960s technology. Now we have supercomputers that can model supersonic airflow, so we can have supersonic jetliners without the sonic boom. And then what about medicine? We're talking about attacking cancer. You realize that starting this year, for the first time in history, the government has allowed corporations to market a sensor that can detect 50 types of cancer cells in your blood. Think about it for a moment. How do you know when you have cancer? Well, when you see a tumor, for example, but by that time, it's too late sometimes. By the time a tumor forms, it's pretty advanced. However, wouldn't it be great if you could simply take a simple blood test to detect cancers? Well, we can now detect cancers in that way. The FDA has now approved a process by which you can extract 50 different telltale signs of cancers from a simple blood test. I think that in the future, your toilet will be connected to a quantum computer's device which will analyze your blood and your bodily fluids for cancer cells and tell you that you have cancer growing in your body maybe 10 years before a tumor forms. In other words, cancer, think about it for a moment. The word cancer could be like the word bloodletting or leeches. We don't use leeches anymore. We don't do bloodletting anymore. And so the way of medicine today could be totally turned upside down by quantum computers. In the future, perhaps all our sanitation system is hooked up to quantum computers, which will then analyze to find out where we have outbreaks of cancer. Not to mention the fact that this also influences the aging process. Do you know that we now know why we age? For generations, it was speculation why we age. Was it a magic potion? Evil spirits? Why do we get old? Why do we have to have wrinkles and eventually die? Well, it's because of error. Errors build up in cells, genetic errors, errors of proteins. Errors build up at the molecular level, a level that cannot be seen and analyzed by digital computers, which compute on zeros and ones, zeros and ones, zeros and ones. We're talking about attacking aging at the molecular level. This is incredible. For the first time in history, we're at the verge of being able to understand why we get old. And that's another reason why believing that this is going to change everything. Also, the disease of the century, many people think it's Alzheimer's disease. People are getting old. And by the time you're in your 80s, a good fraction of the people in their 80s have Alzheimer's disease, which is a horrible, horrible disease. It robs you of your most precious possession, your memories, your cherished memories. And eventually, it kills you. Well, we now have a new angle to attack Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is associated with a gummy substance called the amyloid protein, which gums up the brain. Many people thought that caused Alzheimer's disease. But it's possible to have gum in your brain and still be clear. So there's not a one-to-one relationship between amyloid proteins and Alzheimer's. So what's the problem? Recently we found out that there are at least two kinds of amyloid proteins, which gums up the brain. One molecule curls to the left. The other molecule curls to the right. It's the right-handed one, apparently, that is associated with Alzheimer's disease. The left-handed one is harmless. That would explain the mystery of how it's possible that your brain could be gummed up and yet you're clear with no problems at all. So this could be then done at the molecular level. Quantum computers can then begin the process of separating out the left-handed and the right-handed versions of the amyloid protein. Now, what I'm trying to tell you is something very simple, and that is Mother Nature is a quantum computer. Photosynthesis, food production, cancer, antibiotics, all these things take place at the molecular level. And what can digital computers do to decipher this? Nothing. And that's the reason why we believe that this could be the next big thing, which will change our life. So find out about what all the fuss is about. The book is called Quantum Supremacy, about how quantum computers will change everything. Get a copy. It's hitting the bookstores this week. Get a copy.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A busy stretch of southeastern Connecticut closed for an unknown amount of time while crews take down and rebuild an overpass that was damaged beyond repair when a gas tanker caught fire underneath it. It's estimated that about 180,000 people use that stretch of I-95 every day. The jobs report looking good for April, although employers didn't hire as many people as usual, they still added 175,000 jobs. much less than the 275,000 predicted. President Biden denouncing the protests on college campuses around the country, not for their message, but for their violence. Police have now been dispatched to several colleges to break up the protests. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. As I mentioned, this week, my book, my latest book, Quantum Supremacy, hits the bookstores. And it's about the next generation which will change everything of computer technology. The first generation of computer technology was very slow, very primitive. We calculated on sticks, on levers, pulleys, string, whatever we could, we would use that to compute and calculate and keep track of things. It was a very slow process. The most advanced adding machines, you turn the crank. And turning the crank, slowly the gears would perform addition and subtraction. Well, that was stage one. Stage two happened because of World War II. The Germans had fielded a new kind of code, a machine called the Enigma, and they were able to transmit information and instructions to the far-flung Nazi Empire. So, the Allies were caught totally off guard. Once again, Germany has shown that it was one of the leaders in this kind of technology. So what did they do? They asked a scientist, a mathematician, to crack the code to save the lives of hundreds of thousands of people. Alan Turing was the genius, the mathematical genius, who set into motion the second great wave when we use electricity and we use binary, that is zeros and ones, in order to crack the Nazi code. He did. And as a consequence, he probably shortened the length of World War II by 2 years. Get this. If it wasn't for Alan Turing and the building of the second generation computer, World War II might have ended in 1947 rather than 1945, with the loss of thousands and thousands of lives lost needlessly because we could not crack the German code. Well, history shows that we did crack it. Alan Turing was successful in cracking the Enigma code. We knew Hitler's war plans. As a consequence, we were prepared for the Battle of Normandy. We were prepared for the decisive battles that won World War II. But by the way, as an appendix to this, we should point out that it has a sad ending. After the war, Alan Turing's work was classified. Nobody knew that his path-breaking work on computer technology helped to save the lives of thousands of people and helped to win the war. Well, one day, there was a burglary in Alan Turing's house. And the police came to investigate, and they found evidence that Alan Turing was gay. As a consequence, he was arrested. He was the hero of World War II, arrested, put on trial, and he was found guilty of being gay, which was illegal in England at that time. And as a consequence, he was forced to take experimental treatments. Treatments that basically would turn him into a woman. He grew breasts, for example, and he got depressed. Very depressed. And one day, they found that he committed suicide. He ate an apple and laced the apple with poison, cyanide, and he ate from the apple. Some people think that the symbol of Apple computers, which is an apple with a bite taken out of it, is a tribute to Alan Turing, the man who helped to win World War II by creating the second generation computer, the digital computer. But you see, the digital computer has now run its race. It's now going to be part of a museum, because digital computers are going to be replaced by quantum computers that compute not on transistors, but compute on atoms. And that's what we're talking about. So find out what all the fuss is about by getting a copy of my latest book, Quantum Supremacy, about the time when we use atoms to compute, to solve the mystery of cancer, aging, space travel, all these things from a quantum computer. The book is Quantum Supremacy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. As I mentioned, my latest book is called Quantum Supremacy, about the next generation, the coming generation of supercomputers, and it means a digital computer could become a piece of junk. Silicon Valley could become a rust belt. And the company or the nation that perfects a real viable quantum computer will dominate the world economy. So find out what about all the fuss is about by getting a copy of my latest book, Quantum Supremacy. By the way, I should also point out, people ask the question, why are these computers so powerful? Well, they compute on atoms, not transistors, and atoms in turn exist in the multiverse. They exist not in one place, but many places simultaneously. Now, when you were a kid, you learned that you cannot be two places at the same time. Actually, we fooled you. It turns out you can be two places at the same time. Electrons do it all the time. In fact, that's called electronics. That's why we have lasers. That's why we have transistors. That's why we have the internet, GPS, all the wonders of electronics. Because of the fact that the electron can be two places at the same time. In other words, this is the multiverse. Electrons live in parallel universes. It computes in parallel universes, and that gives them the power of the internet. So why is it that quantum computers are so powerful? Because they compute not just in one universe, but they compute in the multiverse. We'll find out what all that means by getting a copy of my latest book, Quantum Supremacy. Well, what I'd like to do now is take a few listener phone calls. And again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, then go to my website, first of all, is mkaku.org, and give us a call. And maybe you can get on national radio. So, let's take a few listener phone calls.
Hi, my name is Bruce. And I listen to you on KFQD, and I'm from Suffern, New York. You say that, I have a question, you say that a particle is smaller, you know, is one of the smallest things, and I think your theory of string theory is that the wave of the string is the smallest thing there is. Do you think there's anything smaller than that, or do you think a string is actually the smallest thing there is? It seems like there's always something bigger, and then there's always something smaller. Thank you.
Well, you ask a question for which I don't have a definitive answer. However, people who work in string theory, and I'm one of them, believe that the string is the smallest object. Now, let's take a look at the atom. The atom is about 10 to the minus 8 centimeters across. You got that? That is the size of an atom, about 10 to the minus 8 centimeters. But what is smaller than the atom is the nucleus. So how small is the nucleus? The nucleus is about 10 to the minus 13 centimeters across. So you see that it is much smaller than an atom. So the nucleus is extremely tiny. Now the question is, how small is a string? A string is 10 to the minus 33 centimeters across. That is called the Planck length. We think that the Planck length is the ultimate length. That is, you cannot get smaller than the Planck length, 10 to the minus 33 centimeters. Now, of course, this is speculation. We don't have proof yet. We don't have experimental proof that string theory is correct, but it is the only game in town. Now, some people say, well, maybe I don't like string theory. Give me an alternative. Well, there is none. In other words, yes, there are critics of string theory, but they have no proposal of their own. You know, when I was a child, we used to use the expression, put up or shut up. In other words, if you believe in something, prove it. Prove it. Otherwise, keep your mouth shut. And that's my basic attitude. And that is, if you have a criticism, okay, you can criticize. It's a free country. But something better than that is to propose an alternative. At the present time, there is none. Why is that? Because every time you take gravity, Einstein's theory of gravity, and combine it with the quantum theory, you get nonsense. The theory explodes. The only theory which is finite is string theory. You can combine the quantum theory with Einstein's theory of gravity, and you get beautiful answers. That doesn't mean it's correct, but one day I think we will prove it by finding what is called dark matter. Okay, let's take another short commercial break. And once again, if you call 612-564-8135, maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And once again, if you want to get on national radio and the internet, you can ask a question or make a comment by giving us a call. The call-in number is 612-564-8135. Once again, that's 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, your thoughts will be heard across the country. Give us a call. Okay, well, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. This is Mike from Northern Michigan again. I'd like to know your thoughts on desalinization. Is it time for the government to invest in it? There's a lot of buzz. Freshwater aside, we got two industrial flammable gases, and can we use the precipitate to further process and ionize sodium to make electric batteries? Your thoughts, please. Thank you.
Well, first of all, desalinization is definitely on the agenda. I do a lot of traveling, and I go to the Middle East, for example, Saudi Arabia and Dubai. And in Dubai, you're in the middle of a desert. Think about that. You're in the middle of the desert, but you see fountains everywhere spewing out tremendous amounts of water. You can visit the tallest building on the planet Earth. That's right. The tallest building on the planet Earth is in Dubai. And at the base of that building, there's a huge fountain spraying water in all sorts of geometric patterns. Very beautiful. Well, desalinization is definitely on the agenda, but let's be real about this. The bottom line is economics. In other words, it has to be competitive with other forms of energy production or else it never gets off the ground. And mass production is going to be part of the equation. By mass producing this technology, you can reduce the cost. Now, for those who are not familiar, you take salt water from the ocean and heat it up. You can use sunlight, for example, to heat up the process. And water, of course, vaporizes, and you can extract the water from that, leaving salt and different kinds of impurities. So the Saudis have invested heavily in desalinization. Many of the cities in the Middle East, because they are oil rich, use that oil money to drive desalinization plants. Now, the bottom line is money. It has to be competitive. So we'll see. Time will tell. Some people say that the price of desalinization is still a little bit high, but given the stakes, given the fact that the destiny of nations may depend upon desalinization, people are giving it a very whole, cold, hard look. In other words, the decisive factor will be the economics. Okay, well, let's move on because we have a bunch of phone calls coming in. Let's go on.
My name is Ryan, and I'm listening on 991 FM in Thousand Palms. And I just had a question regarding time travel. I read somewhere that that there was a consensus from scientists that theoretical time travel was possible, but that you would not be able to change the past. I was just wondering if there was any information about that or anything you read or heard regarding that. And why wouldn't the past be able to be changed? Thank you.
Einstein said that time is like a river. a river that flows, it speeds up and slows down. That's called special relativity. So the river of time can change, but the river of time can also have whirlpools. Whirlpools in the river of time, and that is the possibility of time travel. And then the river of time can also fork into two rivers, giving you a quantum theory of time travel. Now, believe it or not, there are many solutions, hundreds of solutions of Einstein's equations, which give you time travel. But there's a catch. There's always a catch to this. And that is that when the universe undergoes a time travel scenario, there's a possibility of creating all sorts of paradoxes. So what happens if you go backwards in time and kill yourself in the past? If you killed yourself when you were a child, then how could you grow up to become an adult to go backwards in time and kill yourself as a child? You have all these paradoxes. Now, the way out of these paradoxes is to invoke quantum mechanics. If the river of time forks into two rivers, it means that there are no paradoxes. If you go backwards in time and save the life of Abraham Lincoln at the Ford Theater, you saved the other Abraham Lincoln. Your Abraham Lincoln did die. He was assassinated. But this other universe opens up. This is called the multiverse. So in a multiverse solution of Einstein's equations, there are no paradoxes. The universe simply splits in half. Now, Stephen Hawking wrote about this, and he said that, well, he doubted that time travel was possible, because if you go backwards in time, you could then go back a second time, and a third time, and a fourth time, and create a loop, an infinite loop. Energy builds up in the loop, and the thing blows up. So he said that time travel is probably not possible because of all the loops that are formed when you go backwards in time, causing the universe to blow up. Well, that's not very pleasant, is it? But if you invoke the quantum theory now, then the river of time may fork into two rivers. It never creates a loop. That would be the solution to this problem of going backwards in time and creating a paradox, or going backwards in time and creating a time loop, which would then explode the universe. Now, of course, we don't have a time machine, so we can't prove it, but there are at least two ways to deal with this paradox. One, to admit that, yes, the paradox is real, time travel is not possible. The other possibility is that, well, time travel may be possible, but you have to go to a parallel universe. You cannot go back to your own universe. You essentially split the universe in half, and that's how you resolve the time travel paradox. Well, we run out of time. Once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku, and this week, my book, Quantum Supremacy, hits the bookstores. This week, the first major book, about a technology of the future, quantum supremacy, about quantum computers.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.